Robinson and Bowles, and pulled by Westwood. Is he going to be caught? He should be caught down at long leg. He is caught all the way down at long leg. Ollie Robinson inducing a full stroke from Ian Westwood, and he pulled it down towards fine leg, and Luke Wells came running in and took a well-judged catch. Robinson again over the wicket, he comes in and bowls to Chopra, who's caught at second slip, and that really is as easy as they come for Chris Jordan. He was never going to miss that. So two wickets in the over for Ollie Robinson has changed the game. It was a poor shot from Chopra outside of the off stump. He didn't need to play it, but he did, and a thick outside edge. And Chris Jordan, who's pretty much as reliable as they get in that second slip position, he does the honours, never going to drop that. And Warwickshire have lost two wickets without the addition of a run. First of all, Westwood. Here comes Robinson. Bolster. Jarvin beats him outside the off stump. It's a third wicket for Ollie Robinson, and Jarvin is on his way. Caught behind, and Ollie Robinson is at it again. Three wickets. He's having a stream sort of start to his Sussex career. An outside edge from Jarvin, who, to be fair, hasn't looked at all comfortable.
In and bowls. Oh, and there's a shout for caught behind, and Laurie Evans is walking off. He's feathered behind. It was just a little bit of movement there from Robinson, and he's picked up his fourth wicket. Now Evans goes 4-6. In he comes then, bowls, and he's strapped on the pegs. That's swinging in, and he's given, and that is Ambrose, who doesn't look at all happy about the decision. But he has to go, depart without scoring. And Robinson picks up his fifth wicket.
Here comes Ollie Robinson making his way off the ground. So we'll just turn up the effects, Mike. So he's taken five wickets for 17. So there we are. That's the ovation for Ollie Robinson as he leaves the ground here at Hove. Standing ovation from the people in front of the pavilion. Terrific performance by Ollie Robinson. And what a start he's had to his Sussex career.